Marco Rubio believes he is a gifted leader, a man with a vision. For a moment this year, it seemed like Republicans across the country might agree.
So this is the moment they said would never happen.
That was Rubio after a good showing in the Iowa Republican presidential caucus. A month and a half later,
and I want to congratulate Donald Trump on his victory, a big victory in Florida.
Rubio dropped out of the race after Trump ran away with the Florida primary. He said he was going back to private life. But national Republicans leaned hard on Rubio to run for re-election to this key Senate seat. He said the nightclub shooting in Orlando in June made him reconsider public service. It was a big change, and Rubio has been criticized for changing his mind in the past, most notably on immigration.
My name is Thomas Kennedy. We're outside of Senator Mark Rubio's office here in Doral, and we just gave him a box of flip-flops.
Kennedy is originally from Argentina and visited the office with a group of activists in early July.
He supported immigration reform until it was inconvenient for him, and then he turned his back on our community.
In spring 2013, Rubio was part of a bipartisan group of senators that came up with a compromise on the issue. It passed the Senate, but Rubio didn't actively push for it after that, and it never came to a vote in the House. The senator didn't respond to requests for an interview. Growing up, Rubio went to South Miami Senior High, which is about 90% Hispanic. Albert Pardo was a teacher and coach at the school when Rubio was there.
You could tell he was the lawyer, going to be a lawyer in the future type, or probably a politician.
The school is mostly working class. Rubio emphasizes that part of his biography, son of a bartender and a maid. But Pardo says he always seemed ambitious.
He was already political back then. I mean, he dressed the part most days, liked to look professional, walked around school with a briefcase.
After a short detour playing football at a small college in Missouri, he came back to Florida for undergrad and law school. Andre Williams worked with Rubio at Rudin McCloskey in the late 90s. They were both young lawyers hungry for careers in politics. Williams remembers Rubio had a lot of support in the Cuban-American community and helped the law firm grow its influence there.
I believe Marco's role was primarily rainmaking, because I didn't see him in the office a whole lot, and I don't recall him grinding it out in the office like I was.
Rubio was also serving on the West Miami City Commission at the time. The Washington Post published this recording of his swearing in.
But the reality is a government of this size, this close to the people, is more important than virtually any type of government that you can imagine.
But Rubio was thinking bigger. He was elected to the state house not quite 2 years into his term on the commission and rose to become speaker. In 2010, he rode the Tea Party wave into the U.S. Senate. During his time in Washington, he also taught political science at Florida International University alongside Dario Moreno. The professor has known Rubio for 20 years and believes in his political future.
Marco has an inherent understanding of politics, of public opinion, of how people are feeling, what motivates people.
Now, after 18 years in public office, Rubio has decided he's not ready to leave that life after all. He wants to take his briefcase back to Washington. I'm Spencer Partz in Miami.